Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Black Lives Matter Chicago and other activists are suing federal officials in an attempt to prevent federal agents from being deployed in Chicago by President Trump. They say those agents harass and detain protesters for no reason. BLM Chicago co-founder Ashlyn Pauley says the feds are trying to suppress their righteous anger.
We have been fighting back consistently for 2 months, and we will not stop. We will not be threatened, we will not be coerced into suppressing our rage.
President Trump is threatening to veto a defense spending bill that's been passed by the U.S. Senate. He's angry about a provision in it that orders name changes for military bases named for Confederate leaders. The House passed a similar bill this week that contains the same provision. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Most of the in-person Republican presidential convention events have been canceled because of coronavirus. President Trump making the announcement yesterday.
The timing for this event is not right. It's just not right with what's happened recently, the flare-up in Florida.
Two statues of Christopher Columbus that stood in Chicago are down now as protesters cheered as crews removed one of the statues in Grant Park. That was done with a crane overnight. Another Columbus statue in another park in Chicago was taken down later in the morning. The United Nations Human Rights Office says U.S. police and security forces should not be using disproportionate force against protesters and journalists. The UN Human Rights Office today also calling on authorities not to detain demonstrators and journalists unlawfully at protests in cities including Portland, Oregon. Wall Street's opening lower after Thursday's sell-off. And this is USA Radio News.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Some passengers on an Iranian jetliner were reportedly injured when a U.S. fighter jet flew very close to the plane over Syria last evening. Iranian media reports the pilot changed altitude quickly when the U.S. Air Force F-15 flew within 1,000 meters of the airliner. The plane landed in Beirut soon after. U.S. Central Command says the F-15 was making a visual inspection when the jetliner flew very close to it as it was looking at a garrison in Syria where U.S. forces are based. Charges are pending against a 20-year-old Ohio man after a photo of him appearing to be kneeling on a toddler's neck surfaced on social media. Deputies in Clark County near Dayton say the photo shows Isaiah Jackson with his knee on the neck of a crying 2-year-old while a second person is holding the child's hands behind the child's back. The caption under the photo reads, BLM Now. and several highly anticipated films have been pushed back yet again. The live-action remake of Mulan was supposed to be released in theaters in March. It was then pushed back to August 21st. Now Disney's removed the film from the release calendar altogether. The next Star Wars movie will now be released in December 2023. We're available online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Packages start at $39.99 a month for signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation. 800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we do it not because it's easy, but because it's hard. And look at, I congratulate you for not losing, losing faith and hanging in there. I mean, look at, this has been a long battle, 244 plus years. And all along, it's never that we had 1,000% agreement. We understand that. But also, in looking at the landscape, it's, it's clear it is a small minority. But what makes them the louder voice and gives them more place is when the silent majority remains silent and they don't take a stand. Our next guest says, marriage movies and miracles, oh my. A marriage is a dance, even when you step on each other's toes. And movies are minefields of problems and politics, but miracles are more common than you might believe, although sometimes you might step on each other's toes. Kevin and Sam Sorbo show that if you keep your faith, you keep your feet moving and your heart's focused on God's divine rhythm, you can discover success you might never imagine. All it takes is a little faith. Sam Sorbo, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to speak with you and your words of encouragement to the people out there. Because we're in a battle.
Yes, we are.
And we don't want to even admit it to ourselves that we're in a battle. I think it's because we don't want to be called to fight. We're all sitting here going, who, me? No, thank you.
Right.
And yes, of course, in the Bible, the ones who step up are the ones that that we want to emulate, the ones who are called to action. Here am I, God. Take me. Pick me, right?
Yes, exactly.
And that's partly why we wrote the book. I just, people often ask Kevin and me, how do we do it? We're in Hollywood. We're in an industry that is openly anti-Christian. And in a sense, why? Why do we put ourselves at risk by professing our faith? And, of course, the way we feel is, well, it's the truth, and we believe in expressing truth.
Yes.
But at the same time, there was this thought that maybe people need to understand what we mean by walking in faith. And so we wrote the book just to share a little bit of some stories of our lives and how our faith has guided us and helped us and how we've grown in faith through our struggles.
Yes. Because
life has not been just a bowl of cherries. So
it's life.
We all go through struggles, right?
Exactly. Well, Sam, I got to tell you, the last time we were together in Nashville, the three of us, with Kevin we were there and doing another interview. My big takeaway of that time with the two of you was, and I didn't get a chance to tell you then, but I want to tell you right now in front of God and everybody and the millions of people that are listening in, was you encouraged me so much because of your determination, both of you, and how, and particularly just as you laid out, Hollywood, life, movies, all these things, the challenges of just a normal family, because you deal with normal family challenges as well. But my takeaway, and what reminded me of the Bible, where the word says, having done all to stand, keep standing, in the book of Ephesians. And you guys stand. I mean, you really stand in the truth. And that encouraged me so much. I just want both of you to be aware of that. And hopefully our audience understands that as well, is that when you know, we talk about faith, but it's also what enlarges that faith is that we know that we know who it is that, you know, we have faith in, and that who right. we can trust. And experientially, as God takes us through this journey of life and we see that he is consistently faithful, it enlarges our faith. And then we realize what you're talking about in your book in terms of true faith. It is that faith that allows you to keep standing, right?
Right. And I'll say this. We took a trip to Israel last year. We actually led a group of 50 people on a tour in the footsteps of Jesus. And my biggest takeaway from Israel, and this is just an odd thing, but I want to admit it sort of to the world. My biggest takeaway was that I love people. Mm. I love people more for some reason now that I've been to Israel. And so that has really come across to me in the sense of how do I express that? And the way that I express that is, I have found the secret sauce. I've discovered the key. I've unlocked the door, right? And that key is God. And that key is faith. And so I feel the need to share that with the world. I feel the need to try to help people because we're all hurting, but there's an answer to the pain. There's an answer to your suffering. And so if I can just help a few people by sharing with them the way that it works for me and the way that I see the world, because that's what helped me, then I want to help people. And that's what I do with my homeschooling ministry also.
Right.
I want to share with parents that the key to a successful life and a successful family is to keep your children out of the public indoctrination centers called our public schools, where they indoctrinate your children with secularism and teach them that they are accidents of nature. And our job as Christian parents is to teach our children that they have purpose, and their purpose is in God. And if we don't teach them that, if we allow them to be taught other things and to be supplanted by an industry that is hell-bent on causing them to fall, right? On
exactly.
causing them to trip, then we will lose them. And frankly, it's being borne out. We're losing 80% of our youth who graduate high school professing to be Christian, are no longer Christian at the end of college, and don't think that that failure falls on them in college. The failure is in the foundation that we are laying
exactly
in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
So unless we can take back the schools, we got to do it ourselves as Christian parents. And that's why I advocate for home education. And of course, nowadays, we're forced into it, right?
Yeah, exactly. As you're right, we have accidental home education happening, but I think it's really turning out to be a blessing for many parents who realize, you know, who said, you know, can I do this? How can I do this? You know, I'm doing this. And it's like,
right.
yeah, we're doing this. I mean, you know, it's because everybody's involved with home education, which is so cool, right?
Well, it is, although I will say that the COVID home education was sort of like at gunpoint, so it's not quite the same thing.
No.
I would encourage people to go to my website, samsorbo.com, where you can find True Faith, the book, also
yes.
the book They're Your Kids, which is my homeschooling book, and I've done a ton of videos. And I encourage parents, because a lot of parents are struggling with this idea. They don't want to put their kids into a system that forces them to wear masks all day and that might not be safe, and you know, that where the socialization aspect is completely curtailed because they're not even allowed to turn around to look at other kids in class and stuff. And so if you're struggling with that, but you're also saying it wasn't that successful for me having my kid home all the time, part of the reason is because the school has already come between you and your child.
Right, exactly.
The school has already formed that barrier because the school says, I have the authority. And you've told the child the school has the authority. And so, of course, the child will challenge your authority. So the first thing you have to do is figure out how to take your authority back. And I put up some videos on my website to that that speaks to that issue as well. I want to encourage parents. They're your kids. God gave them to you as a gift for you to open. So don't give them to somebody else.
Without a doubt. We've got more from Sam Sorbo on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 after the top of the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get four free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Yeah. You know, that's kind of our prayer, I got to tell you, is that we would have eyes to see. In the midst of all this insanity and chaos that's happening across America today, we just haven't seen it yet. But do not lose faith. Okay, in doing well. Just keep up the great work here, because God is at hand. This is no big surprise to him. Is it Sam Sorbo? I mean, it's not like God didn't know this was going to happen, that we were going to be dealing with coronavirus, maybe two pandemics at the same time, coronavirus and this racial chaos that's going on.
Well, okay, so if you want to get political, I'm happy to do that. I think that it's
only a taste.
It's by
okay,
and
go
large
ahead.
Political. Okay.
Yes. Right.
We are under attack by communist, Marxist, even Islamist forces. Mm-hmm. And if you doubt that, just understand that all of this traces back to China. Where did the virus come from? China.
Right. Exactly.
What did Trump run on? China and tariffs. And why do we have Biden as a candidate? China. Biden went to China with his son, was supposed to secure from them an admission that they did not want control in the South China Sea. And instead, he got bupkis from that, but his son got $1.5 billion to invest as a novice investor. It is all related to communist China. And I'm not by that saying the Chinese people themselves, but I am saying
no, right.
The Communist Party China. And I think we ought to, if we then can keep our eye on that prize, then we have to understand that that's what we're battling against. And what does that boil down to? It boils down to two worldviews that are in opposition of each other. So secular humanism or communism, which is secular humanism is the religious aspect of communism, mm-hmm. which does not value life. Okay.
Right.
Versus Christianity, which does value life, and Christians, by and large, think, well, we can just all get along. But the fact is that that's impossible because they refuse, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they won't value you. So they don't even value your judgment that we should all get along. They disagree with that. And then where do you go from there?
Exactly.
This is a war. It's not a negotiation, sadly.
No, without a doubt, and you bring it out quite clearly. The choice is who's your God, Sam. Really, I mean, is it Almighty God or is it the state? And the communists believe it's the state because they know that inherently we've been designed to worship. We're going to worship something. And so the choice is, do you worship God Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth, or do you worship this man-made idea and concept that, you know, they're going to take care of all your boo-boos, we don't want you to have any pain, everything's going to be all safe, there's no guns, kumbaya, and meanwhile you watch the Uyghurs being handcuffed and put in cattle cars,
lies.
Taken away, right?
Right, right, all lies, all lies.
And I'm glad you clarified it is the communists. It's not the Chinese people. I know sometimes people, you know, they want to get offended and turn it into a racial thing because everything is racial these days, right?
Well, and you know, going back to home education, you know, I don't denigrate the teachers. I think the teachers are really trying to do the very best they can in a system that's broken.
Mm-hmm.
But can we just admit that the system's broken? We're the United States of America. We spend more on students per capita than every nation but Switzerland, and we're 27th in the world.
Yeah, how do you
so
figure
it's
that?
It's not a matter of money.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of intent.
Yes.
And the fact is that the intent in the public schools, and I'm not talking about teachers, their intentions, I won't even comment on their intentions. I'm sure most of them have fantastic intentions. But the intention of our public schools is not to educate. It is to school. And
mm-hmm.
that's why parents today think, oh, my gosh, I can't educate my child. Of course you can. You taught your child how to speak. You taught your child how to tie a shoe. You taught your child how to use a knife and fork. And now all of a sudden, when he turns 5, you're incompetent? I highly doubt that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you've been taught that you're incompetent by a system that wants you to think you're incompetent. And so, of course, my mission is to empower parents.
Exactly.
To teach them that they're more than competent. In fact, they've been chosen by God.
Amen. Yeah, and it's a natural force, but we've been, to your point, everybody's been indoctrinated as part of this plan. And we need to realize that, you know, just like the way they conditioned elephants, you know, when they're very young, they tie them with a heavy chain, and they're so conditioned that by the time they become adults, it's a rope and it just hangs from their leg. It doesn't even have to be anchored anymore, right?
Right. Right. I love that analogy, and I hate that analogy because I adore elephants, but it's true. Yes. It's all conditioning. And so if you understand as a parent that you've been conditioned to think that you're inadequate, then buck up and get some courage and take the reins and be the parent that your child wants you to be. Be the hero to your child. That's what they desire. And you can do it. Mm-hmm. Let's encourage people. Please go to my website, watch some of my videos, share them with your friends. Also, if you sign up, Kevin and I do send out a newsletter when I get around to it. So not terribly often. I'm not going to inundate your email, but let's face it. Okay, he's in Facebook jail for the next 25 days. I think they put him in jail about 5 days ago.
Oh, is he in Facebook jail?
Yeah, and so if you want to stay in touch with us, I really encourage you to get us your email so that we can stay in touch with you, and then you'll be in touch with us. And you can go to kevinsorbo.net. And if you want an autographed version of True Faith, just go to either of our websites. It's also available on Amazon. But if you go to either of our websites, we will sign it and send it off to you. And we certainly hope that you'll be encouraged. I mean, we tell the story, you know, we battled with infertility because when we first got married, Kevin had just suffered 3 strokes. I think you know that story.
Yes, right. Yes.
If you don't, that story's in his first book, True Strength, which is a phenomenal read. If you want to be encouraged and uplifted, read the story about how the guy playing the strongest man in the world,
Hercules himself,
on TV, right?
Yes.
Suffered 3 strokes and battled for 3 years just to regain himself and managed to do it. And then True Faith just talks about some of the battles that we faced as a couple from infertility to, you know, some parenting things. Some things in the industry. We do tell some of the stories from the industry about the ostracization. What's the word?
Ostracization. You're right. I got it. Yeah, you're ostracized. Yes.
The minute you express an opinion that disagrees, they shut you down.
Mm-hmm.
They just shut you down. They don't want a discussion. And that is so anti-American. I mean, think of the founders in the Constitutional Hall trying to come up with a plan to have a government that is of the people, by the people, and for the people. And I don't know if you know this story, Bill, but, you know, our 56 founders, I think to a man, were Christians. Many of them were reverends and pastors.
Exactly.
Some of them had written their own translations of the Bible. I mean, they were Christian men, okay? And they sat down and they couldn't agree. And finally, Benjamin Franklin, who is purported to be some secular deist, like, he wasn't really. Oh, my goodness. This man is the one who stood up and said, listen, folks, we can't come to some understanding. I think maybe we should get down on our knees and pray about it. What do you think?
Exactly.
And that's what brought it around. And that is why this nation has been so blessed, is because of our Judeo-Christian heritage, not despite it. And so the people who are against the United States of America, and in those I include the Communist Party, BLM, the Islamists, all of these secular humanists who are against Western civilization, want to tear down this nation because of our Judeo-Christian foundation.
Right. And the force, I don't know if you heard Joe Biden's latest, they just keep on coming, is that with all the Christian persecution that's going on and getting Christianity out of schools, Joe Biden tells the Muslims, we need to have more Muslim teaching in the public school system.
If you need any more proof than that, I mean, they just endorsed him.
Yes.
I think that ought to tell us all we need to know.
Well, Sam, remind everybody the resources that are available. We've got about 25 seconds left.
Sure. I've got all the videos and the books are up on samsorbo.com or kevinsorbo.net. And be encouraged because, yes, we're in a battle, but we will prevail.
Amen. Sam Sorbo. Sam, say hey to Kevin for me, okay, and safe travels.
Will do. All the best. Thank you.
You got it. All the best. God bless. Actress, wife, mom, and homeschooling advocate, Sam Sorbo, right here.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever.
2.625 with a 2.64% APR.
Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible. These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it.
That's a 30-year fixed at 2.625 with a 2.64% APR.
Call the experts at Network Capital Funding now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Black Lives Matter Chicago and other activists are suing federal officials in an attempt to prevent federal agents from being deployed in Chicago by President Trump. They say those agents harass and detain protesters for no reason. BLM Chicago co-founder Ashlyn Pauley says the feds are trying to suppress their righteous anger.
We have been fighting back consistently for 2 months. For 2 months, and we will not stop. We will not be threatened. We will not be coerced into suppressing our rage.
President Trump is threatening to veto a defense spending bill that's been passed by the U.S. Senate. He's angry about a provision in it that orders name changes for military bases named for Confederate leaders. The House passed a similar bill this week that contains the same provision. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, it's summertime, you know, and the living is easy, although maybe a little bit of a challenge, all things considered. But look at road trips for millions of people ditching their flights and piling into their cars for the perfect summer getaway is definitely being discussed, and beyond that, it's becoming a more of a common occurrence. This trend doesn't show any signs of slowing down either, so all those miles could translate to a much-needed new set of wheels. And because people are spending more time in their vehicles, and they're also looking for the best comfort, new features, and latest technology, well, you want to pay attention, because we got James Bell of Kia with us to share the reasons why now may actually be a great time to shop for a new car. Hey, James, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Bill. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I got to tell you, just quickly, anecdotally, I'm in the California. I came from the East Coast, from Florida, trying to get away from the hurricanes, I guess. But anyway, an Uber driver picked me up in a new Kia SUV. Oh, my gosh, that SUV was awesome. I was just so impressed by it, and he loved it to death, and I almost wanted to take his car, but I think that's a crime in California. But maybe, I don't know.
Well, it depends on what city. No, I'm just kidding.
Exactly.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, because you asked if now's a good time to go shopping. The average customer in the U.S. market's in market about once every 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you know, certain brand perceptions are 7 years is a long time in the car business. We're
right.
always pushing boundaries with new designs, new technologies, new ways to kind of excite the market. And so thank you for saying that about the Kia, but I think you can find that in a lot of brands that maybe certain brands that you thought were the kind of automatic go-tos were the best cars
right.
available, they've slid down a little bit. And others have maybe slotted in that spot. So it is a great time to kind of reassess the marketplace.
Well, as you say, you love competition. It's very healthy.
Yeah.
And the technology in that, this car, I mean, it was gorgeous. And all the tech stuff that was built into it, I mean,
mm-hmm.
it was very ergonomically and easy. I mean, you know, just you guys, the designers just did a great job. And I understand in past years, you know, 7 years might be the cycle. But like you say, with technology and development, the way that it's being fast-tracked these days, I don't know how somebody can wait 7 years.
Well, I mean, it's great that you enjoyed the SUV, but we've got a new sedan that we just introduced called the K5. At about $30,000, you've got a vehicle that's got sensors in every corner. It's mm-hmm. watching the road, watching other cars that are around you. And these sensors, they never sleep. They never get drunk. They never glance at their phone. They're
mm-hmm.
always watching you. And again, this is the kind of stuff that you found only on luxury or very expensive cars just a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
All that kind of stuff is really democratized down to vehicles for the mainstream American family. And so, I again, getting back to the original question, yeah, I think it's a great time to be back in market because there's some really tremendous products out there.
Exactly. And I want you to unfold that a little bit more for us. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with James Bell, Director of Corporate Communications at Kia Motors America. So let's brag about Kia. What are the hot features? What should we look for?
Well, I think it's a combination of things where we are looking at vehicles that are fun to drive, that are engaging, that are the right size for what you're really going to do with it, and plenty of power. You know, the SUV market is hot. There's no doubt about that right now. We see sales continue to climb in that segment, maybe even taking some away from the sedan market. But there's nothing that makes me crazier than seeing a brand new SUV drive down the road and one person sitting in there,
yeah.
or maybe two. And what that means is that that guy has probably purchased six lovely leather-lined seats that are rarely being used that you're just dragging along behind you, which, of course, is going to impact your fuel efficiency also.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it really is about maybe taking a look at the sedan market again. And again, this new K5, I think, would be a great option for a lot of American families. We're just really excited about the way we're able to get the best fuel efficiency as well. I mean, we have a whole selection of turbocharged motors in our vehicles now, so it gives you the best of both worlds. The
mm-hmm.
small little four-cylinder to just sip fuel as you go, but then when you need passing power or getting on the freeway power or heck, you just find a nice mountain road, you want to have some fun, you got plenty of turbocharged energy to take you there. And Kia does a great job over these last probably 5 or 6 years of really developing a car that's fun to drive.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of see our brand as being a little bit like your crazy little brother who's just out for a good time, well, you know, dresses well, everybody notices them, but then they're also a lot of fun to be around. And so I think the Kia lineup is one of those great, you know, opportunities or options for people who think, oh, Kia, you know, that's more of a value or a budget brand. No longer. We are we're right in the mainstream and really knocking around brands like Honda, Toyota, and Ford, and others.
Well, I got to tell you again, I'm bragging on you. It turned my head. I mean, you're exactly right. You might look at Kia in the past as saying, "Hey, this is kind of a budget car." It is impressive, but you won't know until you check it out yourself. And I like the idea that you express that Kia's kind of signature personality is kind of this fun, enthusiastic, you know, kind of character. I've not quite heard it expressed that way, you know, with cars of this type. But I like that, and that's the way I felt in this car. It was really good.
Well, that's great. I mean, we have a vehicle called the Stinger, which is a sports sedan, which for about, oh my gosh, half the price of a BMW or an Audi A5 whips it around the racetrack over and over again. So we know how to build cars that are fun to drive, and we're kind of pushing that that same spirit all the way down through the entire lineup. And so it's just what you're going to see from Kia. If you've not shopped us lately, I think you'll be pretty pleasantly surprised. It sounds like you were.
I'll tell you, I know they're going to be pleasantly surprised. Fuel efficiency, unfold that a little bit more. We touched on it.
Yeah, so, you know, vehicles now very easily getting in the low to mid-30s without even really trying that hard. And, again, being turbocharged, so you have that that kind of dual personality of the motor, if you will. Also, aerodynamics. You know, when you get in a nice, quiet, comfortable car, cruising down the highway at 70 miles an hour, you don't think about the attack of wind that's happening outside the vehicle at all times, especially at those higher speeds. And the Kia brand has some fantastic aerodynamic engineers that are really maximizing how the wind comes around the vehicle. Again, if it's sliding through the air as easy as possible, it doesn't need as much energy to push it down the road. And it just makes it a much more comfortable, quieter, and more efficient place to be. And when I talk a little bit about that quietness, I think that a lot of people equate luxury with the silent kind of wafting along ride, that old proverbial Rolls-Royce feel, if you will.
Exactly, right.
But between the better aerodynamics on today's cars, better materials, better sealing on the windows, all that kind of stuff, it really ends up to, you know, like, again, like this Kia K5. I hate to keep going back to it.
I know. I'm having to check this out. You're whetting my appetite here, James.
Well, it's a beauty, too. I wish you could see it. But you jump onto Kia.com. It's the first car that's going to pop up there for you. Mm-hmm. But, when you add all these things in, it really makes it a very comfortable, quiet place to be. The entire cabin is really angled towards the driver. Again, it's just saying to the driver, buyers today, okay, you've got to go up and down the road. We're living through this crazy pandemic right now where people don't feel too good about getting onto airplanes and going to airports or buses and other public transit. So if you're going to, you know, need to get yourself from point A to point B and do it in a safe way, you're going to be back in probably in a car by yourself. So, you know, pamper yourself a little bit. Get
exactly.
Something that matches your personality, and it's also a very rewarding place to be.
Oh, that's not fair. I just went to the website. I'm looking at that K5. Whoa, that is pretty sexy. Yeah, I like that. Oh, Lord have mercy. Yeah, I'm going to have to get my hands on that. And as you say, 'tis the season right now. A lot of people, a lot of staycations, a lot of people doing driving vacations. I think AAA said it's up like, I don't know, 1,600% over last year. I mean, it's through the roof right now. He's the Director of Corporate Communications at Kia Motors America. James Bell has been with us. Real quick, James, we've got to wrap things up. Where can we go for more information?
Oh, that's easy. Well, you already know.
Yes.
Go to Kia.com. Not only we've got the new K5 feature there, but also some great ideas for how to really maximize your next vehicle purchase.
This is sponsored by Daiichi Sankyo, Inc. There may be as many as 7,000 rare diseases, with as many as 25 to 30 million Americans living with a rare condition. Despite medical progress, many go undiagnosed, and most have no cure with limited treatment options. One rare disease that has historically had no non-surgical treatment options is tenosynovial giant cell tumor, or TGCT, also known as pigmented velonular synovitis, or giant cell tumor of the tendon sheath. TGCT is a rare, typically non-malignant tumor that affects small and large joints. The disease can reduce range of motion, cause debilitating symptoms, and be locally aggressive. Taralio pexidartinib is the first and only treatment approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for adult patients with symptomatic TGCT associated with severe morbidity or functional limitations and not amenable to improvement with surgery. Taralio can cause serious side effects, including serious liver problems, which may be severe and can lead to death. Taralio can cause harm to an unborn baby when administered to a pregnant woman. The most common side effects of Taralio include changes in blood liver tests, hair color changes, tiredness, increased cholesterol level in the blood, decreased white blood cells and red blood cells, swelling in and around your eyes, rash, and loss of taste or changes in the way things taste. Because of the risk of serious liver problems, Taralio is available only through a restricted program called the Taralio REMS program. Howard Rutman, MD, Vice President Medical Affairs, Daiichi Sankyo, Inc., commented,
"As TGCT is a rare disease, it's important that patients patients speak with their doctors about their symptoms to find a treatment plan that is right for them. Turalio may be an option for adult patients with symptomatic TGCT associated with severe morbidity or functional limitations and not amenable to improvement with surgery.
Visit Turalio.com for additional important safety information and full prescribing information, including boxed warning and medication guide.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back within 14 minutes before the top of the hour, just updating you on what's going on in Portland. I don't know if you read this or not or heard about it. A judge temporarily limits force federal officers can use against journalists in Portland. I guess if the saying, nobody's above the law, I guess the exception is except for journalists, according to this one federal judge who has temporarily barred U.S. agents from arresting or using physical force against journalists and legal observers at the ongoing protests and riots in Portland, Oregon. Now, this judge, Michael Simons, issued a 14-day order, which, he wanted to make sure that it's in the hands of the feds, including AG Barr. It was issued last night amid the city's 7th consecutive week of clashes. 7 weeks! Okay, this has been going on. Clashes and street violence between federal officers and rioters came a day after Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler was tear gassed after rioters set fires near a federal courthouse in the city. Oregon's largest city has been rocked by waves of unrest with rioters targeting federal properties, including federal courthouse, amid ongoing protests since the in-custody death of George Floyd in Minneapolis on May the 25th. The judge, as I said, said the free press is the guardian of the public interest. This is coming by way of Epoch Times, by the way. I want to give them credit. Appreciate all the great work that they're doing, and a great paper, by the way. If you do not subscribe to it, I highly recommend it. They're doing an outstanding job. The free press is the guardian of the public interest, and the judiciary is the guardian of the press, the judge said during a hearing earlier yesterday, quoting case law from the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, and we know how reliable and how much we can count on the 9th Circuit. The federal judge had previously ruled that journalists and legal observers are exempt from police orders requiring protesters to disperse once an unlawful assembly has been declared. Federal lawyers intervened, saying journalists should have to leave when ordered. And so by by decision, what the judges has done, they essentially put the journalists above the law. I mean, because law enforcement is there; they're the representation of the law, right? And they tell you to clear. And journalists, in some cases, are not heeding to the call. They're getting in the way. They're obstructing. We understand that they are eager to get the story, but there has to be places where they can get that story and not be in the middle, because otherwise you're going to end up just like the mayor, being, being, I guess, how would you say it? Caught in the net, so to speak, of those who are not obeying the law, and you get tear gassed, or whatever else that happens to come along as law and order is trying to prevail in these areas. But sadly, this is this is what's going on, and the court has decided that journalists, I guess, all honor and glory. I don't know how you do that, because even when you are embedded in a military operation, I know from people who have been there. I mean, there's rules that you have to follow, and this seems to just give the press carte blanche. And what these the ACLU and others are claiming is that whatever attacks that have happened, that have happened on these police officers or on these journalists, whatever attacks or whatever incidents have occurred, they're saying that they're not accidents, they're not inadvertent, they're purposeful acts of intimidation, this is unfortunate that that's the way it's looked at, when the police and law enforcement, even the federal officials there, they have their hands full. Can you imagine? And and here they are now trying to be protected. It's just kind of silly, but what can you do? They've got to go along, and the judge has spoken. And now that officials there have to, make way and find a way to accommodate in the midst of having their hands full. I mean, I don't know, it just seems kind of goofy, but that's the way we are right now in this political time, that everybody wants to resist the obvious and let go of common sense here. So what can you do? Well, with us right now is Joni DeBrito from Focus on the Family. She is a Focus. She's Focus as a parenting expert, and she joins us now. Joni, how are we doing?
Great. Thanks for having me, Bill. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Like you, though, I'm concerned about, how parents, are they adding or taking away from their child's anxious world?
Well, probably very unintentionally, often parents do add to the anxiety that their kids experience, sometimes through modeling it in front of them. Sometimes, we've got COVID-19 and all kinds of other things going on in our world that cause adults anxiety. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they process that anxiety in front of kids who don't really have the ability to fully understand what's going on. So it tends to add to their anxiety. And so it's probably important to talk about adult worries with adults instead of around little ears. I bet everyone who's listening has had the experience of having an adult conversation, and a couple days later, you hear it come back to you from a young child and think, now, where did he hear that?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
It was me. I said that a couple of days ago, so we have to be careful. The other thing is that a lot of our kids are struggling quite a bit with performance anxiety, and that's because we've become a very performance-oriented culture, with kids being in a lot of sports and music events and debate and various things, and wanting to get into good schools, so we stress the importance of doing well in school, et cetera. And, the vast majority of kids are really good at a couple of things, kind of average at many things, and sometimes there are things that they just can't do. Mm-hmm. And so when parents are focusing on performance and giving them rewards for performing well, they start to feel as if that's the only thing that is of value to their parents. And, of course, their parents are trying to teach them valuable lessons, the right. importance of commitment to an activity, learning a new skill, et cetera. But I think sometimes parents unintentionally add to their anxiety mm-hmm. by stressing performance too much. So the best way to deal with that is to help your kids figure out one or two things that they can try to work on. Certainly encourage them as they have winning performances, but also encourage them if they're not doing so well. And then also take time to reward good behaviors and personality traits along with their accomplishments and performance.
Joni, regarding performance, I think the challenge that you have in today's culture where everybody gets a trophy, I mean, you got that extreme. Everybody gets a trophy. So performance really doesn't matter. And in some cases, not even showing up even matters, even though we realize, according to a labor performance study, for example, that less than 10% of the America's labor force, you know, shows up for work on time. You know, so there is this condition that's happening in the culture. So you have on one extreme performance, everybody gets a trophy, and on the other hand, you've got parents trying to balance that out a little bit and saying, "Look at you know, you get a trophy when you earn it,"
exactly.
you know, kind of thing. So you know, it's got to be tougher on these kids. It's a bit of a mixed message here, isn't it?
Yes, it is a mixed message. And the other thing that happens is that we all feel good when we perform well. People know when they're not performing well, and it becomes almost humiliating when you get a trophy and you know that you haven't earned it. And kids understand that on an intuitive level. And you know, I've said for years that the people who should get the trophies for whatever, showing up, their children showing up at soccer or showing up at basketball or ballet or whatever, it's the parents, because the parents drove them there and the parents picked
right.
them up.
Exactly.
And so when they're really little, they don't really have a choice of whether they get there or not. Their parents either get them on there on time or not. So
But like you say, the kids figure it out because, you know, I remember one year I had to coach a little league team, and it was that new idea that nobody kept score, right? You know, nobody kept score. You just played the game, and that's all that stuff. Well, you know, after the game was over, you know, you hear these kids, well, you know, hey, we beat you, you know, 22-10. Well, you know, and then you hear the other kids, you're not supposed to, that's not fair. You're not supposed to keep score. Well, the kids know it. And the next day at school, you know, they hear the same thing. So it's like, you know, we're fighting, and the thing, who taught the kids this? You know, they almost inherently know that when you're in a competition, you're going to have people that win and some people lose.
That's right.
There is a scoreboard, right?
That's right. There's a sense of fairness that most people understand. Certainly parents teach that sense of fairness, but some of it's very intuitive as well.
Without a doubt. Well, according to a recent report by the CDC, nearly 4.5 million children between the ages of 3 and 17 have been clinically diagnosed with anxiety. So this is a real issue. So what's the prescription here, Joni?
Well, you know, depression and anxiety compete over and over with which one is the most common diagnosed issue, depression or anxiety. And for sure, anxiety is winning that contest at this point. I would say that a lot of it does have to do with the performance issue. A lot of it has to do with technology and how much kids are exposed to online, good things, bad things. But certainly we know when kids engage with a lot of social media, they have this FOMO, FOMO, fear of missing.
Yes.
So they get anxious about what they're missing. They get worried about things. Friends posted 1,000 likes. I posted minutes later and got what's wrong with them. And social media really drives this person between peers and drives a lot of anxiety.
Right. Well, we got to leave it there, Joni, because the other deal too that's of course contributing to all this is we live in the era of COVID-19.
Hey, survival gardeners, garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility. which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch-up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.